I think even though there's still a lot of shaylos left in the Indian of Mechila, which is what we talked about last week, we'll continue on to our holding. Let's go back. We took a little bit of a side. We went off topic a little bit about what's called Soyser's Dvarav. You have to listen to everything they say. And then we went off to Mechila. Let's get back into the Ikar Din, which is in the Shulchan Aruch, and maybe we'll get the big packets out also. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch Siv Dalet. Although it's pretty basic, I can just read it also, it's fine. All it says there is the following. It says, Ezeo Kibud. What is included in Kibud Avaim? Ma'achiloi, u'mashkeyu. You have to give them to eat and drink. Malbish, u'machase. So physical needs. Malbish, you dress him if he needs. Machase, machnes, u'moitzi. V'inenu loy, and avad, you have to give it to him, which is what the Gemara says, v'sever upon him, yofis. Shafil ma'achilu b'chol yoy, p'tumois. So this is the halacha mentioned over here. Of kibud avaim. Legabi the chiyuv. He's a kibud machil mashkeu malbish machas. Good. So this is customers, and you have to smile when you do it. About now, the Rambam brings down the Gemara Kiddushin. Lachin lehefech. He matchin aviv b'rechayim. The Kavanosa, what page is it in the Shulchan Aruch? Yeah, it was in the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Torah. It's page 17 over here.
17.
So the Ramah, Siv Dalet, V'chein Lehefech, Imatkan Ovid Berichayim, V'Kavanosa Letoiva, Kadeshi Notzel Ovid Midavar Kasha, Yoysen Yizeh, V'Midavar Piyusim Aliv Ovid, V'Maral, if you mamish make the father work hard, but you're making him work hard for his benefit, V'Midavar Piyusim Aliv Ovid, and you make it clear to him that for his benefit, etc., V'Maral Leisha Kavanosa Letoiva, Ashi Tzatze Ovid Lutchen Berichayim, he's willing to work hard just in order to get this toiva. With that, he'll be zoich to olam haba. V'yishamashenu b'shar dvorim shashamash mashamash rabbi. And you should also be mashamashim everything else. So avada, all the mafarshim say that even though the Shulchan Aruch here, according to the Gemara, says these specific examples, machil, mashkei, etc. But there's other avada. There's other halachas as well. Now, we spoke about last week. What's going to be if there's? Is it only when there's a tzivoy, or even if the father? It's not mitzvah. There's a lot of rayas that can't just be when there's a tzivui. You had a raya last week because then what's the whole shayla mechila? The ma'isa, he's not being mitzvah. How can you get a nenash? That's what we discussed. Okay. So Al-Kopanim, just to talk a little bit about the ma'isa, what it's on the different examples. So we spoke
maybe
about
the father expects it.
Yeah. If it's mamish, and he mamish wants to give something, that's one thing. But if he's stumping Michael because he feels he has to be Michael, then that we discussed last week. Okay. Shalz, what else is included besides what it says here in Kibud Avaim? So there's one big shayla, which is there's a mitzvah v'kidashtoi by a kohen. By Kohen's mitzvah of Kiddushah, the Chodomer Shabakdusha, he goes first. Right? We have to give him the first aliyah. It says when you're doing business, you got to give him first. You got to let him go first by washing. Kiddushah, the Chodomer Shabakdusha, he has to go first. It doesn't say anyone in Shulchan Aruch that halacha by a father. That means maybe it's a different type of kodesh. There's an inyan of Kiddushah. Kiddushah means you're making him kodesh. He's the Mesharis, he's the Rav of Klai Yisrael. The Kiddush, you have to make him kodesh by making him go first. For Karet, doesn't say anywhere that for a Kohen, you have to give him to eat and drink.
Right.
A Kohen's sitting there, all of a sudden he's thirsty, I'm thirsty, can you give me? No, you don't have to do that. That doesn't go into the Kiddush. Right? So the Dino of the Kiddush is not Kovet, and Kovet Avaim, it doesn't say anywhere the halachas of the Kiddush. So the Shaila is that we know for sure that you're not Mechuyiv, to a Kohen, the halachas that it says here, machiloi, mashkeyu, malbish, mechase, that doesn't say that anyway. It has to show him a different type of covet. It's like an honor. It's not covet giving what he needs, but it's showing that these are the people that Klai is supposed to respect. These are the Kohanim, the Rabbanim, b'chum. Okay. So, Shaz Fakerto, is there a din of Vikidash, the halachas that are included in Vikidash, that he should go first? L'choldar Shabagdusha, is there a halacha like that by the father? A lot of nafkaminas. First in, you have to give to bench someone. Give someone to bench by the table. You have to give your father to bench. Halacha v'kiddush, the first person in Mechabed is the Kohen. It's like giving him the first aliyah. Let's say the Gabi, there's no Kohen. So do you give first? You give it to the father? I mean, it's not your choice necessarily. You're representing the tzibur. But let's say sometimes you're at home. Who you serve the first plate? Who do you first serve the portion to? All these halachas of going first. You're in the doorway. Who do you let go first? And mechuyev and kibud avaim, the halachas of v'kiddush. Oh, so the there's a tshuva that I happen to hear from the Matz Elio. The Emes is that really the first person to talk about it is the Aruch HaShulchan, which is interesting. It doesn't say anyone Shulchan Aruch this thing.
Who's the Matz Elio?
The Matz Elio is Rav Falk from Gateshead. Can I have the other packets, the ones from today?
The new ones?
Yeah.
Why are you asking for Vikidash? If all of these keep putting them on the COVID, you have to do it anyhow without...
No, this is every week. This is our general shachar. Having them, these are the specific shads. What?
Is there an inyan of kibud for your father besides what's written in Shulchan Aruch? And anything that's covered, you should have to do.
I'm saying, but covered means physical covered, maybe. I don't know if that's included in this. He's not getting physical benefit from that.
That's the question.
So I don't know if that goes into this. Kipshuta, you would say, just from reading Shulchan Aruch, whatever gives him physical benefit, that yeah, showing him that he's a chashav person, which is what Vikidashta is, loved after that's included. Right? So that's the din Vikidashta. It makes sense, because the father is one thing. I have to make him, give him hanah. But this is Klai Sol's Kohanim, are you have to show them honor. I don't know if you're for the father that needs. That's the job. But the Aruch HaShulchan over here, if you look at the last page we're going to get out now, so the Aruch HaShulchan says like this.
He's
talking. That's what you would think, right? So the Shulchan Aruch names on like this. He says, "Vidad." The Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan is talking. What a very negiah shaila. When your father is shver, because you also rechiv kavod to your shver, which we didn't discuss yet, comes to you for Shabbos. Where do you put them to sit? So that's really a din in Moira that it says lo yeshiv b'mkoymai. And the yisod of the shaila is very interesting. The shaila, when it says lo yeshiv b'mkoymai. Okay, you're not supposed to sit in the father's seat. Does that mean that it's only if it's taka the father's seat? Or does that mean it's anywhere where the father should be sitting? Words, let's say you go to a hotel for Pesach. You go away for a hotel for Shabbos. Okay,
it's not your house.
It's not your father's house. It's not your house. Right. No one ever had this seat before. And there's a table like this. Okay? So you're going to go sit down at the head of the table. It's not my father's seat. It was never his seat. Is that a din of leishim b'mkoymai? Are you over leishim?
Why yes?
Because the vort leishim b'mkoymai is that you should be his seat. That's his place.
That is his place.
That's the place that he's supposed to be. Shad is it's design art. The ma'ase said that's supposed to be the where he's roy to be sitting.
That's not his place.
Okay, so maybe the yisoid of the din of leishim b'mkoymai is not stealing his seat. It's the lack of moira is because you're sitting in the place that he should be taking. He should be sitting.
Right.
Yesh lo danan.
Okay.
No, so the nafkamina is, what about in your own house? What about now it's your house? And now your father comes. You have to give him the head of the table. This is, everyone has this child. What?
Steak and kosher.
When they used to be
kosher. I don't know what the answer is.
That's a personal child.
Okay, so he says, Vida, the yesh kama. In Oysid Aleph, Reish Mem Oysid Aleph. The Yesh Kamo, Kishav Zokin, Ubnoi Lokech Oysid Lebesa. You bring him into your house, Al Shulchan. Vabin Yeshiv Al Makoymo. Yatmidi, the father's son wants to sit at his seat, Kimikedim. Vahav Yeshiv Vitzidoi. And then the father was saying that. Vaina Av Makbid Alzad, the father's not Makbid. Vigamidina in Chshash. He's not Yamachriv and Bindina to give it to him. To keep him to Haben, Ubalabais. Vishta Yeshivitz Etzloi. And can he have Shashav Yeshiv Barosh Etzloi? Etzloi Kolosoi. So the way they used to sit, apparently, is that all the women were on one side and the men were on the other side. So if the head of the table is there and his wife is next to him, good, that makes sense. But if the father's going to be there, then his daughter-in-law is going to be next to him. It's not nice.
So she's move over. He shouldn't be next to him.
White's not.
But she doesn't have to move her seat. So because that's not his mokum. So he says, "Memela, the father's not makbid, and it works." Now it sounds like from him
she's not mechiv
to give her seat.
Hoshver to be mechaber hoshver, just like he's mechaber to be hoshver.
Yeah, but that's not hers. She should move over.
She should move over.
That's not her seat. That's not his seat.
It's not whose seat.
You wouldn't have to.
That's not the shver's seat. Is not the girl's. Is not her seat, right? So she doesn't have.
But it's a little
bit tundi. Yeah, it's like a grown.
Yeah, it's a little bit
tundi. So I don't know. So he's mashmo and. Now, it's mashma from Rishtiko that if you don't have this whole setup problem, right? So then maybe you should put the father.
The other end sometimes.
or she could say whatever. Yeah. You know, she could put on one of the tablecloths there.
What if he's
put
the father in the front?
It sounds like maybe he has a din to be makbid. It sounds like from him, you're supposed to be'etz him if you could work out the seating, taka put him in the front. That's what it sounds like. I mean, he doesn't say befer. So he says, Lamaisa, if you can't work it out, put it there. Lamaisa, the Max Elio, Rafalk, and this Chuvin involved, it's very, very long. It's very, very long. But he says, he's not so convinced that if it's going to go on like the Shulchan's case for a long time, if it's one Shabbos here and there, maybe, but it's going to go on like the Peshat is the father moved in and now he's there. So it means every Shabbos, the grandfather's going to sit at the head and the father's going to be on the side. So he said, maybe that's taka not so good for the chinuch, for the kids, for the family and this. Maybe one time is one thing, but for the ongoing thing, he said, it's not so posh to him that you should do that, but maybe the Ochshon said, you know, but by one time thing, he's more masking to that. But anyway, then he says, Mikomakum, however, Zakhtar Khoshokhan, Hakhoiva Allah Little Yodov Rishan, Velitin La Helik Rishan, Vegam Shari Hiluke Kovach Basholchan, Noisnim Lahav. So it sounds like, let's say, to make Kiddush Moed, to give him to go first, Yitaka Mukhoyev to give him to go first. So where did he get this from? Because he's saying all the halachas v'litin lechelik. What's this lashon? Lita yada rishon v'litin lechelik rishon v'gam shach. That's all the halachas by kohanim. They mechoy to v'litin lemana rishon and give him to go first. So according to him, even if they're not going to sit at the head of the table, but now it's a shayla who's going to go ahead and make kiddush? Who's going to get the first portion? They're going to bring a bowl of soup. Who's going to get the first bowl of soup?
Right.
It should be the father. Now,
the grandfather.
Yeah. That's the chayyim. The Ochar Shulchan says this halacha. That the Maisa is the halacha of mona rishon even by the father. Now the Maisa.
Should they ask him a question and answer session?
Who does? The wife brings her own father. However, the proper thing is for him to be sugar free, and then let her get the son cuts the challah, so who should give the challah to? You should give it to his father first.
Before he's
he not sure to his mom. Wife. It's awesome. Nice to give it to your wife, but the shibud is not that. The wife's mishumah to the husband. The husband's not mishumah to the wife. Yeah. So the husband is taka
to some children.
The husband, if he, let's say, cuts the chali, his first thing should give to his father or his shari.
But he's talking lufa.
Usually, because that's not the head of the table.
I just don't see that it's the same halacha. Kedashta and kibbut is two different things.
Right.
Maybe the tetzor is the result is the same. There must be an afkamina where one doesn't apply to the other.
The kedashta, he explains the kedashta, vice versa, you're supposed to do things which are showing kovid. So does the state dart in mitzad vid kedashta, lechora and svara should apply to the a person you're mechuyev to kovid.
He says for sure
as well.
Applies.
Yeah, you're not mechuyev to be mevakad vid kedashta. It's
right.
Different. But lemaisa, if it says that this is the kiyum of the kedashta to do this, then some it's also true that it's a kiyum of kovid also. I hear you saying it's a different thing, but all the examples that they give for that.
Right.
Why is Kiddush means COVID? Kiddush means
How do you give Heilig?
So he brings a few rise. He says that in Hilchus, in different places, it's mashal. You're supposed to give the father to bench first. V'chulu. So
and then he brings
at the end. This is a 15-page tshuva, so it's very, very long. It's very Meir Chanit, but this is Ois Chavav of the tshuva. There's 25 Oisias before what we're seeing now. But he says here, he says, Ulam, his maskana is, Ha'emes in devada yeshchoy v'lachabit is ha'av, b'chol ha'yonim, liyo is tchila kashem is chayavim b'koyin. Asher matzanu et itzal godol e'rabi muvok v'chavdu nois v'yonim she'itzal koyin, heim mitzad v'kidashtoy, alkein, v'alkein delvad mima she'yish b'em esa nekudo she'moira alkanim she'm nivchorim, yish b'em gamkein moshum kovit, v'alkein yeshchoy v'lazis kain v'tav kochob, and b'meil of the father also. This is the chiddush over here, the Archa Shulchan, and the Machzal Yo brings Archa Shulchan. We sat in Shmai, they found this Machzal Yo, we just got the sefer over here, so I was looking through, and I thought I found he has a whole three chuvas, very long, long chuvas, like 100 pages on Kibbut Avim. So anyway, he discusses this over here, Beferish, and he says, you are Mechuyev in the Inyan of, besides giving them Machil Mashkei, there's also an Inyan of letting them go first, there's also an Inyan of Kibbut Avim. Okay. Another thing that doesn't talk in Shulchan Aruch. What about giving nachas ruach to the parent in a form which is not a physical form? Let's say to visit them. Visit a parent. Either they want you to, they say beferish come, or it's nice to hear from you. I didn't hear from you all week. Whatever. So are you mechuyev? Is Yachim Kibbut Avim? Are you mechuyev to visit them? So the place can all bring down a tshuva. I didn't copy it from the Hisaris tshuva. The Hisaris tshuva is an article, a Chasam Sefer article. So he is a Chasam Tshuva Sefer. So he brings one. He asks a shayla.
Who is what's his name? When did he live? When did he live?
Rav Shimon Sefer. So he says. He says, "Echad sha'amar la'aviv she'ovel levakim beveisai." His shaila is lefakir. His shaila is what if you told the parent that you're going to come visit? Is that called a nedel of dvar mitzvah? He said, "I'm going to come over, and now you're what?" So he says, "Avadatza," and then so the shaila is about nedarim, but basically he deals with this thing called a mitzvah. So he says, "Davar poshut she'ini yachalazer ki amar la'kayim mitzvah sasei di kibud av." It's called kibud av. Because visiting someone is showing them kav. Now he brings a raya, which to me is a very shver raya. He says, because it says, "Chayvodim lekabel pnei rabbi berega." Mechuyev to go up to rabbi. Obviously, it's because you mechuyev in kibud rav, and since you mechuyev in kibud rabbi, so there's a kiyum of. My son, the Rishonim says it's not pshat. It's not to show cover for the rav. The vart is that it's a zman to learn Torah.
Right.
It's nothing to do with showing cover. It's not the point that it's a chetim to show cover. The point is that instead of being oil or regel,
the lotion like kabel from a rabbi is mashmah not to learn Torah. It's a rabbi. The kabel pnei rabbi is more a mashma. The wording, the way Chazal put it down.
What?
But the kabel, right? It didn't say that he has to go to learn.
No, but the Indian is
kabel pnei rabbi. What does the kabel pnei rabbi mean?
There is a machlokes in the Rishonim what he said is din. But okay, so he said he wants to learn that it's a kibud din, and Mamela, you see from that that being mevaker somebody is a kibud din. Now, one thing's for sure is that if they want it, it's causing them tsar, then it doesn't make a difference. If it's yeah, but you're zikr being going them tsar by not doing it. So that's for sure. So anything which they expect, it's called being going them tsar if they don't get it. And my son showing them that I just don't know that he has a raya that it's called showing covered by coming to visit. The word is they're enjoying it. You're giving them nachas ruach. The mitzvah is a key mitzvah in that also. Now he says it's not a mitzvah of giving kavod. Now what the place can have a shaila is what if someone takel is close to a parent and now they want to move away? They want to move away for whatever reason. Are they allowed to now move away from the parent because now they're going to be moving away from the mitzvah of kibud avim? Now there's two scenarios in that. One is that they takel need you. One is that they takel don't need you, but they like being close to you. It's kishma. Okay, so now it depends why you're going. If the child is going for no particular reason, whatever, just time to move on, whatever. So you don't have a dafka, tzarech, or panasa, or tzarech of chinuch, or tzarech of anything. So taka the nemon over here, it's not so posh to go without rishus from the parent, and that's also in Aruch Hashulchan. Aruch Hashulchan, I didn't copy it. Aruch Hashulchan says like this. Aruch Hashulchan is a meridik arayu. He says that a person that we learn out from Chazal, that for 22 years, Yaakov Avinu was Nanash for the time that he spent far away from Yitzchak. He spent far away from Yitzchak, and therefore he was Nanash, but the time that he spent B'Shem Ve'Ever, he wasn't Nanash. Okay, so we spoke last week that the Chidah asks Akasha and Chazal that Yitzchak told him to go.
Right.
Yitzchak told him. So he brought a riot to the Sefer Chassidim, and the Sefer Chassidim says, even after Mechila, you're still Nanash. Even if the father's Moichel, you're still Nanash. So Mel Yaakov Avinu and his Madrega should have chapped that really it was a Mechila, and he should have been made sure that Yitzchak was Moichel B'lei Shalom, and there would be no Taina, or whatever. Fine. But the Aruch HaShulchan says from this Chazal, Vaistois, V'nir Mizeh, Tech Shehoilach L'mitzvah Acheres, so Aruch HaShulchan Ave V'imoy. Only because Talmud Torah, he wasn't Nanash for those 14 years. Vaistois, even for another mitzvah. Love Dafka, you're allowed to go. He says, not to push it. You're sitting by your parents, and you have an opportunity to do Kibbut Aveim. And he says, Oisik Mitzvah, I've been Mamish Oisik Mitzvah all the time. But I don't know if Yaakov Avinu either was Oisik Mitzvah for the whole every minute. The point is, he's saying, is you if you're in a matzah, then you're close to the parent, and now you want to go, if it's a Talmud Torah, okay, you have a chazal. Chazal say that you're not going to be nanash for that. But olule that, it's not so posh. So at least you have to ask for shus. It's not the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay?
And this was. Ask for shus from Yisrael, Yishver. I mean, it's a version of Torah. It's not his father. But he did, right?
What about Avraham Avinu? Wouldn't move until foreign.
Terach.
Yeah. Even though it was Terach.
Well, he did move. Just the Torah puts it in the other order.
Made it look like
The Torah switches order, but you see that you're right. Right. The fact that the Torah was mocked to switch the order.
Right. To show you.
That's Taka showing you it wouldn't be nice had he left. So, similar to that, Avraham Avinu's case is that Rav Moshe Shternbach has a Shaila that's from when he was still living in South Africa, that someone asked Mishael, can they move from South Africa to Eretz Yisrael, or should they stay with their parents? And if they're going to do the mitzvah of moving to Eretz Yisrael.
We need to for Parnassa.
Yes, so Parnassa, even though Aruch HaShulchan says you can go. But what about, I want to go live mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. So he says over there that if the parents can need you, you can't go.
Today there's a mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael just as the same mitzvah, because use the mitzvah as
because it's old machlekes.
So that's
it's an old machlekes. He's saying, whatever it is, he said, even if it's not a mitzvah, but it's still, there's some sort of kiyum over there. But
he said,
Moshe Sternbach, we're talking about, he's the guy for the
Chayyim. Yes, I'm saying, yeah. I want to know what the mitzvah is. The etzim living in Eretz Yisrael.
He says two things.
Even though there's no mitzvah satloim or etzim.
Yeah.
The mitzvah living in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, I understand that.
He says that if you go to Yishayin, that the mitzvah of Yishav Eretz Yisrael is for sure. He says even without that, the avshav vada mitzvah he longer Eretz Yisrael on kudesh because it's a more kudesh.
Right. Yes.
So. So he says, some people say it's only if you're going to actually feel the Kedusha when you live there.
There's the answer to that.
So what's going to be? So he says, if the parent Taka needs you, so then Taka can't go. If the parent doesn't need you, just they like having you nearby, then you can Taka go. But he says, that's only if you're going just down to be in Eretz Yisrael. But if you have a reason you have to be in Eretz Yisrael, let's say he says, we're in South Africa. In South Africa, no good Chadar. You want to go to Eretz Yisrael because Chinuch is going to be better there. Okay, that's Taka, you're allowed to go. And even Yitzchak told him to go. Only because he went to learn Torah.
Big cut.
Now. Okay, so Lemaisa, you see the Mismar Dika Chiddush, that there's a mitzvah of first of all going to visit them, according to the Seris Chukka to Shimon Seifer. There's a mitzvah to go visit. There's a mitzvah, even if you're there, to be there, and maybe you're not even allowed to leave unless you have a good reason. For Parnassa, Chinuch, you have a good reason, then you have a good reason. Otherwise, you should ask Rishus to go. Not so posh. So this is Mismar Dika Chiddush. In Shulchan Aruch, it says Machila Mashkei, but we're learning, we're seeing over here, there's a lot more than that. It's Vikidashtoi, Nosim Monarishan, giving them Nachas Ruach. visiting, calling this, that. Now, there's another exception.
Humans or to you?
Which? If they ask for it, it's Sechar Achiyah. If they don't ask for it, it's Sechar Achiyah.
If you live in a different city, there's no...
Write a letter.
Right.
A phone call. It's all
the options. Whatever they're asking, whatever, if they would ask for it, then for sure.
Yeah.
If the mother says, listen, we'd like to hear from you more often.
So if you have family that lives there, then you have no Achiyah to call.
Unless they call you. We're going to learn next week that there's a shaila that what happens if it's expensive to call Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to spend my money to go call. So we're going to learn next week of this shaila. Who pays? Michel Ben. Yeah, that's a different shaila. There's another example here from the Shaita Gibor. Shaita Gibor brings an example, though. He says, V'chinim roya aviv imoy shehin balei deyos rois. No, they don't have good midas. Umetzar and oyster, yoyster midai. They're hacking him a cup every minute. Yishamet milafneim v'yetze. Then you should get out of there because pum fakir, you're being nichshal too much. So if they're asking for unreasonable things, and then they're going to be disappointed every time. You can't do it. You could do it, and it's getting too much for you. Then fakir, at that point, he gives you a heter. He says, then I can leave. There was a story. The Shulchan Aruch brings this down. Shaisa imoy zakena. It was an old woman. So she said, make me a bit, maybe some sort of jewelry of him. And he did it. Go find me a husband. Ani achzar acharav. I'll go try to find someone. Mm-hmm. Basically, Vaisa Mitzar also Yosef Mitzar. She kept on asking him for crazy things, and she was causing him a lot of tzar. He nichav halach l'artzol, and he moved. That's the story brought down in the Shulchan. So you see from that Lemaisa could come the other way also. Is that if a person's so close by that the pshat is it's coming to a point that it's difficult for them to do it. So then there's a heter to taka. Then there's taka heter to leave. So this is another case where it would be mutar to leave. Be sorry that you see that myself, you are mechuyev this alone of nachas ruach v'chul. Then there's a steam engine. Now,
what about after?
And the lashon is mitzarasa yoyser yidai. I'm not sure.
If you can't handle it, it's your problem.
Right. If you can't handle a reason,
so it's a reasonable, so and you can't handle it, it's your problem.
Yeah, so what's worse? Staying as a
mitzvah. That's your problem.
And you can ask him anything. I mean, right. Not daven shmos with kavana or not daven at all.
I love Rishon
Bias. What? So luchara, if you're white, that's a good shayla. They talk about that also. If it's staring, then luchara.
So what is about after 120 years?
Which is Kadima?
That's for sure, right? In other words, if it's the wife's parents that are staring the Shalom Bayis, then for sure you're not mechuyev. But if it's the husband's parents that are staring the wife, if it's the wife's parents that are staring the husband, she's not mechuyev anything. She's mechuyev. She's meshubet versus the husband. But if it's the parent, if the husband's parents. Then if she's staring the wife, then maybe he's still mechuyev.
But she's causing him tzar, maybe indirectly.
What?
So what? See, you're causing the husband tzar, just indirectly.
Okay.
So what should the husband do? Does he listen to the wife, or does he get away from the parents, or the other way around? What should he do?
I'm not sure how to answer that question.
After 120 years, the parents in Olam HaEmes, you have the same
yes, we'll
to
learn
visit.
Okay. Oh, visit? Okay, I don't know that.
You're talking about the Kvon.
I don't know. How carrying on? I'm not sure. Now, there's one other thing I brought down in this page of Torah Hashulchan is a Geshmak HaShayla. The Takas Negea, it happens, Lo Aleinu, is that like this. This Sefer Chassidim is brought down in the Brikki Yosef and Sif Tesvav over here. But anyway, the Sefer Chassidim says like this. It's the last page under the Aruch HaShulchan. So the Sefer Chassidim says like this. Maisa be'echad shechala. Someone got very sick. Bo ha'roife etzlan l'rapoisai. Amrulai, im tishte mayim tia besakana. It's a sakana for you to drink water. V'im toicha al-maychal ploini tia besakana snafshecha. And if you're going to eat a certain type of food, it's vaiter sakana. V'amrulai b'noi. So this guy was addicted to something, okay? And well, we'll see. But it's something that's mamash going to cause him sakana. and he wants water and food, and this food is going to cause him a sakana. Varmer lebnoi, he says to his son, don't listen to the doctor. Pain li my voice and Michael Ploini. I want you to make sure I get this stuff. I need it. Vim lab, and if you don't give it to me, loy em cholacha, loy boilam hazeh, loy boilam hazeh. I'm never being Michael. Amr loy. Amr loy hakol al tihi choshes b'dvarav. Zok to say, because he didn't, don't listen to the father. Don't listen to the father, and you should not give it to him. It's the penalty of Gazah. That the father is saying, I'm Machbid Gomer to have this. Zok to say, see them? No. Don't do it. You're not allowed. Why not? So the Bekirza brings it down. What?
He's
hurting. Oh, Teretz is because I'm on the top for me to give it to him. He's asking me to do an Issa. Right. Same thing if you would ask me to give that food to someone else. I'm putting him in Sakana. Yeah. I'm putting him in Matzav Sakana. So in my saw, I'm not allowed to do it. Okay, however, in this Pirish over here is the Bris Olam. The person is the Chida, which is the Berki. Chida also wrote the Berki Yosef, so it's the same thing he says here. It says in the Berki Yosef Shacharach. He says, "Avom ein sakana, avshu mazik yishvalay." So here he says a big chiddush. This is all his medayiks in the lashon. The sefer chassidim. It's only if it's mamash. That's putting him in sakana stafashis. Okay, the doctor says this thing could kill you.
It's for sure. Okay?
But if it's not good for his health, it's not healthy. It's not healthy. Good, you know, you have too much cholesterol. Or asks for a cigarette. Right. It's not healthy.
Exactly.
But is this cigarette going to kill him? It's not sakana stafashis.
Okay.
So then, well, not maybe. We have to have an answer. What do you do?
You
he asks for it. So the chida is saying, Taka, then you do listen to the parents. Then you listen to the parents.
It is
slippery. It's a clear killer. Is it sakana?
A cigarette is a sakana.
He wants a drink, and the doctor says he's on full prescription.
Yeah.
Right? He can't have more than X amount.
Right.
And he wants a drink. Is this drink going to kill him?
It's a sakana.
But he's on dialysis. So
that's a sakana.
Okay, so
that's a slippery slope. That was
something you
missed on Shabbos. That's something you missed on Shabbos for that. To save him from something like that. To go against a doctor's order on a person that's in the nefesh. A doctor's order on a person who's a highly sakana. That is all Shabbos.
Bag of chips for someone that has high blood pressure.
Okay, so
the gander of where you are, where not.
I'm
saying it's a slippery slope.
It's a
very fine line.
Yeah, listen, until without the.
Does that bring them closer?
It can bring them closer. Is it going to mama kill him?
Without the chida, you would say the same for Chassidim. Don't give it to him. But the chida over here is Medayik. The Brit Yosef says, "Avavada, the lekasakana yishmaloi. Avada, then you have to." The chain mash meshakosh says, "Meshakosh the same for Chassidim." The Brit the sakana yishmaloi. Muchach ha'i halekasakana afshemaziko yishari. And this is from the Yeshua's Malkus, which is Shema, but the Chida brings it down. So, they have to know. There was a case, there was someone here, Rabbi Yosef Aida, for months. He said that someone called him over with a Shaila. What was it? Remember what he said? A guy called him over with a Shaila, and that his father is an older man, and he's addicted to smoking, and the son's sick and tired of it. You know, this is putting worse and worse on me. And he found out that he's traveling somewhere. He says in the airport, you can get me duty free, you know, cases, you know, I'll save the taxes here, 50%, whatever they made the tax lately, so you can save me tons of money. I want you to get me the cigarettes. So he calls up the Rav, should I buy it or not? So that already, you're buying the person six cases, all right? So I don't know, you know,
So he tells him. But if you look at it, he could. If not, he would buy it somewhere else. Right. What's the difference?
Well, so he's sure he's not going to quit until he finishes the 6 cases.
What?
But if you're making him do all 6 cases.
But if someone be traveling, he would buy it.
He's not asking him for 6 cases.
So less than that.
Smoke less.
I don't know. Rabbi Beiner.
tells him it's expensive, about to stop working, but he's got to get it elsewhere. You have to give it to him.
Viner told the guy to go buy it for him. Yes. But
yeah. She wouldn't smoke less if he doesn't have this. He wants to save. This whole thing is saving money. This whole thing is only about saving money. It's not about stopping.
Maybe I'll stop if he has the six cases.
Okay. I'll go and answer another shayla when it comes to, even though he says, Machil Mashkeo. So, okay, Shkar,